We also know that we only use a very, very small percentage of our potential for effectiveness in selling. We know that if you are not in the top 4 or 5%, what you should do is compare yourself and your current earnings with the earnings of the person who is making the very most in your industry. The salesperson, whether it's here in this city or in any other city, who's making the very most, that should be the person against which you compare yourself in terms of your potential. Because whoever is earning the most, he or she, is no better and no different than you are. All they are doing is doing different things in a different way. The average person we know is being outsold by the top person. The low performer has been outsold by the top person by as much as 50 to 1. In terms of potential for sales effectiveness, we know that the average person never uses more than 10% of their potential, which means that each one of us has at least 90% or more left untapped. It is unlocking this additional 90% that we move ourselves into the income categories of the high earners. And we also know, and this is the most exciting discovery in psychology in the 20th century, is that there's a direct relationship between the self-concept and sales performance and effectiveness. In fact, there's a direct relationship between your self-concept and your performance and effectiveness in every area of your life. Each one of us has a self-concept, and that each one of us always performs in a manner consistent with it. That we have a self-concept that regulates our life overall, and we have a self-concept that regulates every single area of our life, including our sales life. We have a self-concept, and we can never act in a manner inconsistent with it. Because when we do, we move out of our comfort zone, and we start to feel uncomfortable and uncertain and uneasy. We have a self-concept, for instance, of how we dress. We always dress in a manner consistent with what we feel comfortable with. We have a self-concept of how we drive, a self-concept of how much we eat, a self-concept of how much we weigh. We have a self-concept of how much we earn. We know from extensive studies that we can never earn much more or less than our self-concept level of income. We can never earn in the outside world more than we earn in our own mind. And each one of us has a thermostat, an income thermostat, and if we earn 10% more or less than that income thermostat, we begin to engage immediately in correcting behaviors to get our income back into that range. For instance, if we have a really good week, sometimes a really good 2 weeks at the beginning of the month, what will happen is that we will sell and we will earn far more in that month than we had expected to earn, and we will find it almost impossible to continue selling for the rest of that month. I've run into salespeople who have had a tremendous first week of the month, and after 3 or 4 days of top sales where they've earned twice as much as they expected to earn in the month, they've actually gone home and closed the door and put down the blinds and gone to bed. We know it's characteristic of salespeople that if they feel that they are $30,000 a year people and they earn $30,000 by September or October or earlier, they burn out and they stop selling. And they cannot sell again to the beginning of the year. I had a salesman for one of the television stations come through this course and he said, you know, I set an income goal of $75,000 for this year. He says, I hit it on October 4th. He said, I have not been able to sell anything since. I can hardly wait till January 1st so I can get back to work. We have a mental block inside us that stops us from earning more than we think we're worth. If we want to earn more in reality, we have to upgrade our self-concept. We have to see ourselves and think about ourselves and talk about ourselves and plan and set goals for ourselves that start us to think in terms of higher income categories. We must achieve it in our minds before we ever achieve it in our realities. And this is just simply a fact of life. Also, if we go 10% or more below our self-concept level of income, what happens is we engage in scrambling behavior. Suddenly we start working harder. We work longer hours. We get desperate. Sometimes we look at second income opportunities or part-time jobs to get our income back up into that comfort range, but once it's there, we hold it there and we keep it there comfortably. Our job is to move this self-concept level of income up so that as it moves up, we find ourselves engaging in the behaviors, taking the actions, setting the goals, and actually making the sales and earning the income that is consistent with our new self-concept. We also know that we have a self-concept for what kind of a son we are, what kind of a daughter, what kind of a parent, what kind of a lover, what kind of a husband, what kind of a wife, what kind of a bowler, what kind of a public speaker, what kind of a joke teller, and of course we have a self-concept for how well we sell. We always sell in a manner consistent with our self-concept. If you take selling and you break it down into, say, 6 categories, prospecting, approaching, presenting, closing, following up, getting referrals, and so on, we find that we have a self-concept that regulates every single area of those sales. Some of us are very uneasy about picking up the phone and calling somebody. Our self-concept is very low in that area, and when we start to call somebody, we feel uncomfortable. We're out of our comfort zone. Some of us feel very uncomfortable about closing. We can tell the person about our product and our service and what we can do and how good it is, but when it comes to the close, we just paralyze. What has happened is our self-concept is very low in that area, And whenever we move out of our comfort zone, we start to feel very, very anxious and uneasy. So what we have to do is we have to strengthen every single area of the self-concept. And the way that we do that is simply this. We become more competent and more skilled in that area. We never feel uneasy doing something that we're good at. We only feel uneasy doing something that we think that we're not particularly capable at. When we're trying to do something new for the first time or something that we've had failure experiences in the past, we become very anxious because we think we're not good at it. And every single step that we take forward and get better doing what we're doing makes us feel more competent, raises our self-concept, and makes us more successful each time we subsequently try it. And we've all had experiences with that, haven't we? We all know when we start off selling, the first few calls that we make, our heart is in our throat, our heart's going boom, 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 and our stomach is churning, and we go up to the door, it's almost as if an ogre was going to open the door, an ogre was going to attack us across the desk. Until we made a few calls, we find that we haven't been violently assaulted even once, and that it doesn't hurt, and there's no residual physical pain from the calls, and eventually we develop more confidence, and we relax, and we become more capable.